Hello, Mike O'Connor here, Sex and Podcasting. This is a show that doesn't have anything to do about sex. And at least right now, it's talking a lot about podcasting, although I imagine I'll calm down as I move on to other things and start talking about other stuff on the podcast. I'm still on podcasting itself, and one of the things that we always messed around with a lot in the community radio movement was what can we say on the radio and what can't we say. On the radio, the FCC has a lot to say about what you can say and what you can't say. And of course, the reason is because the spectrum that we're using is shared. It's a shared place. It's a common place. Sort of like a city park. And there's a fair body of law that sort of says, look, you know, there are sort of community standards that have to be upheld and so on and so forth. And so there are limits on what you can say. And if you get outside those limits and enough people complain, you can lose your right to occupy that space in the spectrum. Of course, in the 60s and 70s, when we were doing community radio, that made us cranky, and there was a pretty famous case in which a programmer at WBAI in New York, community station there, played George Carlin's record, The Seven Words You Can't Say on the Radio, and basically played it over and over again until somebody complained. Sure enough, somebody did complain, and that case went all the way to the Supreme Court, and resulted in a loosening of the interpretation of what you could and couldn't do on the radio, from absolutely no to no under certain circumstances. And those circumstances were, no, you really can't use seven dirty words that you can't say on the radio if a whole lot of family folks are going to be listening. So prime time, 7 p.m., family radio time, probably not. 2 in the morning, yeah, not a problem. You know, the kind of people who listen to the radio in those kinds of time frames are probably a little bit more adventuresome and can probably handle it. Well, over the years, you know, the arrival of cable TV and a bunch of things for which the FCC doesn't have anywhere near the same kind of body of law, that set of standards has changed and loosened a bit. And nowadays you can hear pretty much anything, especially late night, especially on cable. And so the question becomes, well, what about podcasting? What's the norm going to be there? And I think the answer there is that it would be ludicrous to apply those kind of standards to podcasting. And the primary reason why is because this isn't a common space. This is a space that you've chosen to come to. It's an interactive service. It's not, it's not like radio where it sort of streams at you. You have to decide to listen to a podcast. And if you don't like the kinds of language that are in a given podcast, you just don't listen. Nobody's forcing you to do it. And in fact, interestingly enough, already there are Christian podcast channels that are starting to emerge for people who really don't want to hear anything that would be offensive or objectionable. And I'm sure that that'll continue to evolve, and we'll wind up with narrower and narrower definitions of what kinds of things are in podcasting channels. And so I think that the FCC, although they may think that they have jurisdiction because of the underlying technology that's being used to distribute podcasts, I really think that the rationale for why you do that isn't there. It's not a shared common space. It's a user selected space, and users ought to be able to select whatever they want. The other difference is that I think the FCC would be foolish to regulate this, because if they do, the people who want to put that kind of content in podcasts will simply move their servers offshore where the FCC doesn't have any jurisdiction. And, I think it would be nuts for the FCC to go after the other end, your end, the user end. That's way outside of what they've normally done. So I think podcasting's a wide open space, and I think it'll stay that way. Well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire. So I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is a podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. And join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.